This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Patrice Sikora. There could be several versions of Apple's smartwatch when it launches this fall. The device will include more than 10 sensors, we're told, including ones to track health and fitness. Production on the watch is expected to begin in 2 to 3 months. Probably it will come in multiple screen sizes, too. Darden Restaurant's quarterly results are disappointing, and there are new concerns about its Olive Garden chain. Darden owns several chains, but at its about-to-be-spun-off Red Lobster brand, same-store sales fell more than 5.5% last quarter. And at Olive Garden, they dropped more than 3.5%, a sign turnaround efforts have failed to stop years of declines. Small business owners are, by and large, politically independent. The National Small Business Association says its 2014 Politics of Small Business survey finds 82% of small business owners say they do not vote a straight party ticket, and 78% rank economic and fiscal issues as the top factor in determining how they vote. More after this.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
More legal trouble for Lance Armstrong. A federal judge says the Justice Department can proceed with a civil lawsuit alleging the cyclist defrauded the government by accepting sponsorship money from the U.S. Postal Service while taking performance-enhancing drugs. The government says Armstrong's sponsorship agreement required the team to follow the rules of cycling's governing bodies, which ban the use of those drugs. A crackdown on for-profit education companies could force Corinthian College to shut down. The government has restricted companies' access to federal funding, saying it hasn't answered questions about marketing practices. Now, the Department of Education has proposed dropping funding for those for-profit schools with high numbers of graduates who default on their student loans or whose debt levels are seen relatively high to their incomes. We'll talk about tipping and cruising after this.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Cruising means tipping, but make sure you don't overdo it. Many U.S. cruise lines have quietly raised the automatic gratuities that are added to your bill. The average automatic gratuity for a standard room on a larger budget ship, it's about $12 per person a day, which means a couple on a 7-day cruise would shell out $168 for tips for dining and the cabin steward. Now, you have a few drinks, there is a 15% gratuity added. Take a gym class or use the spa, you can tack on an 18% tip. And the numbers suggest Apple's kill switch that disables stolen iPhones does appear to deter thefts. So now Google and Microsoft say they will add anti-theft features to their mobile operating systems. Law enforcement officials worldwide have complained of an explosion of thefts in mobile devices. It's a lucrative business. A used iPhone 5S with 16 gigs of memory can get more than $400 on eBay. For the latest headlines, go to WSJ.com. I'm Patrice Sikora at the Wall Street Journal.